My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Dirty boy.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
Shit! Big snake just crapped all over me.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs, the dirt flies and the cement flows.
Whoa, 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 there's a mess, there's a mess. Push!
And I join a family of steel fabricators.
Jim is your ex-brother-in-law and Brian's uncle.
Right.
And I'm my own grandpa.
There you go.
To erect a piece of outdoor advertising artwork.
8 tons swinging around there on a little cable.
It's a job for big men.
My ass looks big in these dickies.
With top-notch skills, a dedication to perfection.
That stuck. Damn it.
With a serious attitude.
Hey, Mike, quit playing around, man.
Because danger lurks around every corner.
Jeez, don't hit the wires. Oh, God.
If you have something to sell nowadays, you need to get your product noticed. You need to stand out. You need to cut through the clutter. That's why I wear one of these stylish hard hats wherever I go. Of course, if I really wanted to get noticed, I'd get myself a billboard. Studies have shown time and time again that billboards really do work. Now, of course, being in the television business, I'm immune to what you call that kind of persuasion. However, I'm reasonably certain that getting a billboard to stand up like that is a dirty job. Just another day in another parking lot with some guys in hard hats and work boots standing around looking to get dirty. This is Craig, right?
Yes, sir.
Mike,
good to meet you.
And Charles?
Charles.
All right, and this is a
600 drilling rig.
600 drilling rig. This is a lightning rod is what this is. On a day like this, you at all concerned about weather in a situation?
Well, we're hoping to dodge it, but we came prepared.
Right. Now, you look almost nice for a situation that I think is going to involve drilling and actual work. Are you the supervisor?
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good description, I would say.
What's the name of your company?
Holmes Outdoor Advertising.
And how many billboards would you say you guys have put up in the course of your career?
Upwards of 30 or 40. We start by drilling a hole, which we're about to do right here.
Yeah.
We set the support column for the billboard, fill it up with concrete, and then at that point, we'll build what we call the head section of the sign, and we'll pick the whole thing up as a unit and set it up on top of the pole.
We'll let the work commence.
Let's do it.
We're putting this billboard up in Tyler, Texas, but no matter where you are, it's always handy to have a drilling rig like this.
So X really does mark the spot.
Correct.
That just kind of sails right through there.
Yeah, it does.
How deep is the hole actually going to be?
16 foot.
I mean, you own the sign company.
Yes.
You lease a 4 foot hole.
Exactly. It's yearly. It's usually a long-term lease. I think this one's about 20 years, if I'm not mistaken, which is usually about the average.
But like that billboard over there.
Yeah.
That get noticed. That's yours, right?
Yes.
Now, right now, you're not making any money on that billboard at all.
That billboard just got put up a couple weeks ago, so we're actively trying to find an advertiser to go up on that sign right now.
You're advertising for an advertiser.
Exactly.
Guess it'd be dangerous to ride that thing down, huh?
I would think so.
Looks like we're there.
16 is what we're looking for.
All right, so we got a 16-foot hole.
That's right.
Lower it straight down and do it as something. Well, I mean, actually, of course I do.
Yeah.
How hard can it be to run that thing?
I imagine Charles will let you give it a shot.
Ow. Whoops. What's with that?
That's your driving.
the bucket up more?
What'd I do?
I think you bent the rod, Mike.
All right, cylinder.
You kill that one.
Man, that's humiliating. I've been deemed unsuitable to operate the Bobcat.
Next up, the arrival of the billboard and the safety meeting.
You can go with a one-man flag. Just watch your pinch points. Don't get under the load. Everybody wants to go home with their fingers and toes today.
One-man flag, is that what you said?
Yes, sir. One man control the crane from the ground.
I got you.
You know, don't walk under the load. Don't let anything fall on you.
Sure.
Write it off right there. Sign off for firstborn children, anything you have.
Dave Barsky.
So this is your TMS 700E. It's a crane by Grove. This is Clark and Gene.
Gene.
And you guys basically run the crane?
Yes, sir.
All right. And the goal here is to take, I guess, the billboard, wherever it is,
yes,
and put it in the hole.
We're going to let you stand the pole inside it.
You operate the crane?
Yes, sir.
What do?
Guide and direct.
Everybody's got a director. What can I do to slow the process down?
Well, you're going to help us set these plates back here to keep us from punching through the concrete.
And are these the plates you're talking about?
Yes, sir. They're 625 pounds apiece.
So you just want to lift all four at once?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and do that. That'd be great. Sure. Yeah, let's do that. No. How do you get them down? You use the crane.
Yes, sir.
And keep your toes out from under there now, Mike.
That's your first direction of the day.
That's your first direction of the day.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Well, I got my steel toes, so I feel virtually invincible.
Well, we got a cutting torch, so we can cut that steel off your smashed toes.
Thank you. I thought you were the director.
Well, you know, when it comes to the dangerous part, that's my son. I pass that off to him.
That's your boy?
That's my son. That's my oldest one. And this is my ex-brother-in-law, his uncle.
Brian's your son. And then who's this?
This is Jim, my ex-brother-in-law.
Hey, or Jim. His, how are you?
Brian's uncle.
Jim is your ex-brother-in-law and Brian's uncle.
Right. So that would mean I was married to his sister.
And I'm my own grandpa.
There you go. Now you've solved the riddle.
So you guys are like in charge of the crane.
We're in charge of the construction process. We do the whole deal.
So Craig, over there in the red.
It's his billboard, and he pays us to take care of it for him. So we'll come in and build it.
This is what real supervision is all about. You can just see a splash of red over there. Just out of sight. Just walked away. Craig's over there with his wife hiding it. Gene here and his crazy distended family are taking care of all the work.
Exactly.
Coming up, as I climb the ladder of success in the billboard world.
Hey, Mike, don't look down.
I make big plans.
Maybe after this, we'll go to the theater, buy ourselves a radiator.
Later, my future is so bright, I gotta wear shades.
Is that lightning I saw, or am I just having a stroke? What's this thing called?
The headache ball.
The headache ball? Why is it called a headache ball?
Yes.
Because if it hits you, you're going to have a headache.
Have a headache.
Oh. No.
What's Clark?
It's a headache ball.
Headache ball.
I get it now.
So far, putting up a billboard, a little dirty, and a lot dangerous.
He's lifting the whole thing up.
Getting it off the tires. We have concrete.
Concrete's here?
Concrete's here.
All right, now, boys, this is going to be kind of hairy, so...
This is squishy, man. Just be careful. Everybody right. Clear? Watch out. I'm going to let go of it. Set it down.
Not one good place to be standing.
No, just set it down.
We're good.
Just set it down right there. All right, Jim.
We're good. Ta-da.
Wow. That was close. All right. So he's just going to swing this thing right up and drop it in.
Exactly.
Watch toes now.
Oh, yeah, that would hurt.
Is he going to pick it up and put it in the hole?
So at this point, virtually nothing could go wrong.
He's in the hole. Almost. It ain't going to work.
Okay, the hole's starting to cave in, so
I'll go. Well, don't wait for me. Put that thing in there.
All righty. Let that happen.
Is it in?
Yeah, now we got to get it stood up right, and we got to get this pole position to where it's square with the road.
So how do you know? I mean, how do you... You got a plumb or something?
Get out there in the street and look.
Oh, is that what the boss is doing out there? Like Craig out there, he's supervising again. As the owner of the company, his job at this point is to make sure the pole's straight up in the air. See, this is the kind of job I can get behind. Let's go see how he's doing. How's it going, boss?
Going all right. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right.
All right.
Good.
I'm correct in assuming that what you're doing out here right now is determining the straightness of the pole.
You're exactly right. What we're going to do, we want the ladder on the back side of the pole.
Uh-huh.
So once they spin it around a little bit more, I'll get out here and kind of, you know, steer it left or right a little bit. That way the head plate, the top part, is perpendicular to the road. I'll go this way?
Yeah.
Or maybe that way.
Like a conductor.
Exactly.
I'm going to check back, all right?
All right. Come back out here in a moment.
Get you a cappuccino or
anything? I'm good. I'm good for the moment.
All right. Don't go too fast, because you could cramp up through the forearm. Switch to your other arm if you feel it starting to cramp. Show me again how it's going to work. Now, are we trying to actually pivot this whole thing?
Exactly.
Let's just see.
There it goes.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Now, you got to watch the boss. Pull it, go that yonder way with it just a little bit. Y'all's way.
All right.
Push. Did you say yonder and y'all's in the
yonder
same sense?
Y'all.
Told you where you're at. You're in the south. All right, now we're going to back your cement truck up here and put about 2 foot in.
Is it cement or cement?
Cement.
Maybe after this we'll go to the theater, buy ourselves a radiator.
You guys are the ones that talk funny.
You're right. You're not worried that we're not...
We're going to put some concrete in it first and get that bottom so it won't flop around.
Gotcha.
Mike, how you like that slump? Is that what you want?
It looks like you could use a little moisture to me, but what do I know?
Dries quicker. Now we'll see what we got as far as level.
That's pretty close.
I guess close as eye where y'all come from.
Where we come from, you know what? If it's standing sort of straight up, we're pretty excited.
Now we got to go that way.
Now, isn't that going to mess up your other measurement?
We hope not.
Almost never a good sound.
Never. All right, let's dump some concrete in it, and then we'll adjust it.
Something demoralizing about a grown man with a piece of rotten wood trying to spread concrete. Or concrete.
Cement. Whoa, 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 whoa. There's a mess. There's a mess.
Gary, what's happening? Too much caffeine for the whole bunch of them.
Oh, my word. What are we going to do with all that?
You want to see a real dirty job? Look over here. Right there. It's money changing hands.
Yeah.
We want a sloped angle.
Slope down so the water don't sit on the pole. Nice edge so it looks like professional people
fall.
Done it.
All right.
We're going to try to fool people here. There you go, Mike. Getting a hang up. Looking good.
It seems a little crooked.
Don't start none of that.
I'm just saying, just a touch.
All right. Brian, you want to get that ladder up there, Bubba? You want Brian to go up there with you?
No, I'll be all right.
All right.
But just in case I wasn't all right, I wanted to leave my mark on the world. I don't climb 40 feet into the air every day, and it was a little bit intimidating. Fortunately, Gene was incredibly supportive.
Hey, Mike!
No!
Be careful! Hey, don't look down!
Coming up.
Heads up!
If you're trying to draw attention to a product, I can't think of a better way to go than an open flame.
Oh, geez. I cook up some new ways to get noticed.
But we're four full-grown dudes. I mean, that'll really grab the motorist's attention.
Three Channel.
So I'm putting up a billboard on the side of the highway, and as I climb up the support column, I think, well, this isn't so high. And then I look down, which was probably a mistake.
Hey, Craig. How's your workers' comp?
Oh, good.
On the positive side, the view up here is incredible.
Nice. I'm coming down.
Brian's view, not that great.
Don't push him, Brian. Don't push him off.
I'm getting down. Yeah. I'm good. So the pipe is in the ground, the concrete is hardening, and now I'm guessing we take the torsion pipe.
Torsion tube?
The torsion tube, and we can't put it up there yet, right?
Not yet. We're going to assemble what we call the head, which is the complete billboard.
What can I do for you right now?
Okay, first of all, we need to get the generator over here, so would you mind getting the truck?
work right there.
So what does this thing again?
This is our generator. Very seldom do we go anywhere where there's electricity, so we bring our own with us.
Excellent.
All right, now, Mike, what we're fixing to do, we're fixing to bring our uprights over and bolt them to these plates that are welded onto this torsion tube.
We're going to be bolting and welding?
We heard you like to weld.
I love to weld.
So we're going to create a welding job.
Great.
Now go with it.
You ever have an erector set when you were a kid? This is kind of like that. Only expensive.
And ho, 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 ho.
Six of these.
Six of them.
All right. Supervisor. Johnny on the spot. I've spent my whole life trying to avoid impact on nuts.
All right, now we'll put the catwalks on.
Catwalks?
One all the way down through the middle, one all the way at the top, one on each side.
All right. You know what I just realized? And this is going to strike you as probably a little dumb of me, but, you know, when I look over at that billboard, all you really see is the one catwalk at the bottom.
On the outside.
But really, there are two more levels that run on the inside.
Exactly.
Because on the other side, of course, there's another advertisement.
Right.
So the catwalk's up in between them.
Right.
In other words, the billboard's hollow.
Exactly.
See, it's such an obvious thing for you that you didn't even bother to tell me about it.
You know, need to know basis.
Now I need to know it because it looks like we're going to pick it up and move it, basically.
We're going to pick it up and move it. We're going to pick it up and we're going to put it in the bottom there in the middle.
Great.
All right, now. Now we're going up.
Push!
Good.
Jim dropped that on my arm last week.
That's
why I told you to stay away from it.
Now, these wires here, they're hooked up to some sort of electricity.
Surely. If you swing it into it, yeah.
Right.
It's metal.
That's the end of us.
Runaway catwalk. There you go.
All right. Jealous?
Hey, Mike, quit playing around, man. This is serious business.
Yeah, serious business. I know. We got lives at stake. We don't get this advertisement up soon.
All right, get in the crane.
Piece of cake.
Go ahead and push that armrest down over there that you got your elbow resting on. Push it all the way forward. This one over here, that's your boom. Go ahead and pick up on your auxiliary line slowly.
Pick it up?
Yeah, hoist it up. All right, give it a little bit of throttle, the black pedal. Whoa, on your swing, whoa. All right, hoist on down on it.
Don't hit the wires.
Push your swing forward and hoist up at the same time. Oh.
Pull back and up at the same time.
Okay, now reach over here and grab your boom lever. Push it down.
Oh. Hoist it down.
Yeah, you're the boss on this one. Oh. You got it.
Happy?
Aces.
Thanks for helping me not kill anybody.
No problem.
Of course, the day's not over yet.
Now, you see who's got the easiest job out here on the work site, right? The crane truck operator.
Oh, yeah. He's in there. He's got a fan. He's got a little TV. This is the game. Look, I'm very impressed with the crane, but we're four full-grown dudes. I mean, we could just pick it up and walk it over.
Yeah, but me and you are old.
That's a good point.
Heads up. Now, look at that. Wasn't that much easier?
No, I gotta hand it to you.
Well, we've never taken out a building. We have set fires before, though.
How'd you manage to set a fire putting up a billboard?
Using a cutting torch, set the side of the interstate on fire.
Did you?
Oh, did we ever.
If you're trying to draw attention to a product, I can't think of a better way to go than an open flame.
And we had
That's
one.
Exactly right.
really grab the motorist's attention. Yeah. I could chat with you all day, but there appears to be actual work happening over here. Look big in these dickies.
Time to put the stringers on. Well, they got them cut wrong, though. This thing should have a hole in it right here. Small problem, but we'll fix it. You said you can weld, right?
Actually, no, I didn't say that.
You know how to light that?
Well, yeah, I can figure it out. Aren't I whenever somebody hands you something flammable and then backs up.
Backs up, you know it's not good.
Coming up, as I demonstrate my exceptional welding skills.
Whoa!
It didn't stick.
What kind of welding was that?
Nature conspires against me.
Woo! All right. What the heck was that?
Be quiet with lightning. And if it hits you, we're all dead, man.
I don't see what could go wrong. Oh, gee, slowly.
There you go. Now you're cutting, Mike. You are cutting.
So I'm helping erect a billboard on an interstate highway in Texas, and the guys tell me that I need to cut the ends off of this angle metal because someone, somewhere, sent the wrong part. I'm trusting they're not just making up this job, but I'm not sure.
Now you're halfway through. Now you got to go weld them up.
You just said I was halfway through when I was over there.
Halfway through cutting. So don't put words in my mouth. Halfway through cutting.
It's almost like a band of brothers here.
And
Brian, of course, is taking orders from Gene, who he calls Daddy on account of. Yeah, he's his daddy. And Jimmy, I'm not quite sure how Jimmy fits in. He's sort of like the lovable uncle that might not actually be an uncle. Jimmy, are you actually related to these two?
That's my nephew. My sister married him.
No, he's an uncle-in-law.
Blood nephew. Right, okay, whatever. It's point is, there's a lot of love in the air.
Just weld it right there first, then we can get out from underneath it.
Little figure eight, not a big one.
How do I know what I'm done?
Stop and look. It didn't stick.
What kind of welding was that?
Here, let me see it for a second.
That's bad welding right there, Dad.
Hey, Mike, you gotta weld both pieces.
Hey, Mike, you gotta weld both pieces.
Need that ratchet strap up there?
Huh? Nobody's making fun of me. I must have done all right. Buying that?
That's good. We'll get up top.
I don't see what could go wrong.
Hey, Mike, there's a lip right there you can't step on.
I nearly plummeted to my death while I was, you know, protecting my eyes. What, no one saw it? No one saw you nearly die?
Let me look at it. Oh, yeah. You are a welder. Look at you. You gonna weld the rest of them up?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Oh, you burned Jimmy, Joe.
I burned Jimmy?
He ain't never going. He's going to have scars forever.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm surrounded by high tension wires, 30 feet up in the air, holding a piece of welding stuff.
And the fun just fixing to start.
Wait.
Whoa, whoa.
Gotta move out of your way.
Woo.
Gonna be dancing a jig out here.
Is that lightning I saw, or am I just having a stroke?
There it is, right there.
Yeah, you better hurry up and get through there, man. We finna get down.
That stuck. Damn it.
Good seeing you, Mike.
Thank you.
Can I let go of it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Damn it.
All right. Woo! All right.
What the heck was that?
Be quiet with lightning.
That wasn't you striking an arc.
Hurry up.
We got one more to do, man, but that lightning, if it hits you, we're all dead, man.
We're going to call this a done deal. Look, you know on this show, basically, we try to get the job done in a day. That's basically the rule, but we're surrounded by steel, high-tension wires, this thing, and now there's lightning. So why don't we just come back tomorrow and see how things are then?
Let's do that.
I'd like to say it's been fun, but you scare the hell out of me. Here, I'll put
all
this.
Right, but
here, take that from me. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Everything's perfect. I'll see you tomorrow. This is day two. New outfit, same job. We pride ourselves on the show, of course, in being able to finish a job in one day, but obviously we bit off a little more than we could chew here, and this whole endeavor has turned out to be a bit more complicated than we originally thought. These guys have been hard at it all morning. Gene, what's the word?
Mike, how you doing this morning? Well, it looks like we're about to get it wrapped up here, put the skirts on and put some faces on it and put it in there.
All right, good. Now, at some point, this whole thing is going to get pulled up with the help of the crane.
With the help of the crane.
It's going to sit up there.
Sit on top of the pole.
Once again, I'm here to slow the process down. What can I do?
All right, let's go right over here and we'll get the skirts, and they go right here at the bottom.
Oh, so like on the big billboard over there, it's the white thing between the catwalk and the actual ad.
Just to hide everything, you know, that's up inside the sign so that all you see is the sign and the skirt.
To make it look pretty.
Make it look pretty. Don't let it cut you. It's short.
Yeah, and it's also heavier than you would think, of course.
Yeah. All right.
This is basically aluminum siding, isn't it?
Yes. I see it.
All right.
Give me a nut and a washer.
Yes.
All right.
No, that's not a nut.
That's a bolt.
Just checking. You guys got to be so specific about everything.
Tighten her up.
Then we'll do it three more times on the other side. Six more times. Everything on this job basically is over and over and over and over again.
Repeat process.
Say that again. I don't even want to see what's under this skirt.
Me.
Sixteen more times of this, 16 more of that. I don't know how to break this to you, but this is tedious.
Got to do what the man wants done.
Who is the man exactly?
Craig.
Yeah, where is the boss today?
He's on a coffee break.
Is he on a coffee break again?
There you go.
Coffee doesn't sound like a terrible idea, actually.
You're halfway through.
You're you're what you call a...
optimist.
That's right. You're a glass half full kind of guy. Where your boy over there, he's a bit of a pessimist. And here I am between the two of you being...
So what would that make you?
That'd make me a realist.
Oh, my God.
Optimist. Pessimist.
Realist.
Realist. What is the difference between a skirt and a dress, anyway?
Dress is longer, skirt's shorter.
Why do you know that?
Marie. I got a couple sisters.
Coming up.
Ta-da!
Look at that. It's a billboard.
As the finish line gets closer, Gino gets tougher.
If you drop it, man, that means you have to tote it up again.
I haven't toted it up the first time.
You do need to see some blood, man. You haven't bled on this project.
Oh! I'm all right. I don't think he bought it for a second. Coming at you there, champ.
Come on. All right. Hey, Mike, your drilling is better than your welding.
It would have to be.
Damn.
Have to be agile and mobile.
How about senile and sterile?
What's nice is there are lots of razor-sharp little pieces of iron.
Yeah, keeps you on your toes. Damn, you like to got my other leg used.
Almost there.
All right.
A little more. Oh, that's very close now.
Close.
Just a few more turns, I think you'll have it. Getting super close now. There we go, almost.
All right.
One or two more and I think we're in. And perfect.
Almost. All right.
Okay.
I'm done with you right now.
You're done with me?
I'm done with you.
How's it going?
Everything's great. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
How are things in the supervisory capacity?
Well, it's almost lunchtime. Watching you guys work this hard is making me hungry.
I bet you must be famished. But with all that caffeine you've had this morning,
exactly.
You
might be a little jittery. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Let's screw your name on here.
All right. I'll hold it for you if you want to do the honors.
The idea is to keep some sort of advertiser or another on there.
That's the goal.
Basically, you're a landlord.
Right, yeah.
But your tenants are pictures.
Exactly right.
There you go. Holmes Outdoor Advertising. Got a billboard? Got something to sell? 1-800-321-4188 for all your billboard needs. Craig will pay for the call.
Now.
Yes.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
Coffee?
We're going to put the two self-promo vinyls on, and then we're going to lift up this billboard and set it on this pipe.
Fantastic. Okay, this would be the moment of truth. After several thousand bolts, who knows how many nuts, it's time to actually raise this thing off the ground.
It's time to get high.
You all look like you're dressed for it. You know, I've never had a positive experience with one of these yet.
There you go.
All righty.
Now you got to do the bottom yourself.
Not that. Easy there, Sparky. That ties me off to somewhere, obviously.
That ties you off to your safety cable.
All right.
Stitch it up good. The camera don't make everything look bigger.
Objects in harness appear bigger than they really are.
All right.
So now the objective is to hang the banners.
Super.
Put it on your shoulder. And when you get through with that one, you're halfway there.
When you get through with that one, you're halfway there.
All right, now then, can you climb a ladder with one hand?
Probably not.
Doing good, Mike. Come on, you almost there. Don't struggle.
Don't struggle.
And don't drop it. If you drop it, man, that means you have to tote it up again. Again.
Toted it up the first time. Who the hell totes this thing up on their shoulder? Get this fancy safety harness. Maybe I ought to tie it off on something.
The safe money is to hook onto the lanyard, right?
There you go. There you go. Now you're secure.
Great.
Secure as a baby in its mother's arms.
So we roll it this way?
Just start unrolling it like that. And don't drop it.
Let him unroll. The point was to drop it. Hey, doing today, Jimmy?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Ta-da, look, it fits.
It fits.
Take it about right where you're at.
All flip like on the same side.
And we're just going to push it over.
Ta-da!
Look at that. It's a billboard.
What we're going to do is we're going to put the hardware and stuff on this thing to hold it up. So we're going to cut slits in this pocket, run these rods through, and hook these ratchet straps to it and stretch it tight like a drum face.
Okay.
Now then, we run this rod through. Yeah, look at the wind now. Look at that baby blow. The wind will catch it, it'll just flip right over on top of us.
That happens?
Oh, yeah. Look. It's not hooked up. You gonna hook me up?
Yeah, I'm hooking you up.
I thought you had me hooked up.
I did.
No, you unhooked it from my back. Boy, would that have been a creek if I'd have failed. Mike Rowe trying to kill Gene Geiger.
Sorry, Mrs. Geiger, I failed. It's everything
close,
we discussed.
Close.
I'll get the money back
just
to you.
Just didn't work out.
Sorry.
All right, don't let Mike hook you up.
All right, now what?
All right, now we got to do the same thing with the bottom.
No! I'm all right. I don't think he bought it for a second, to tell you the truth.
We do need to see some blood, man. You haven't bled on this project, and that's highly unusual.
I'm bleeding on the inside if it makes you feel better.
No, we like to see the visual. We're visual people.
Great.
After 2 days of tightening bolts and welding steel, we finally had ourselves a billboard, but we still weren't finished. Because a billboard sitting on the ground is not much good to an advertiser. Now, advertisers want their messages to be way up high, where everybody can see them. In other words, we still had a little more work to do.
Here's where things stand at this point in this never-ending two-day crucible of putting up a billboard. We have got both sides secured and pulled tight like a drum. We've got a very large crane attached by these strips that you see that are wrapped around the entire apparatus. Clark and the crane is going to lift the whole thing up in the air on top of that post on the outside. Then Gino and Doug, that's you, Doug, are going to scamper up the ladder, and I'm going to follow, and we're going to try and very quickly screw these giant nuts and bolts into the plate, and then I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know it's getting windy and late, and once again, the sun is setting. Job never ends. You know, I'm not a weatherman, but I swear it's getting windier.
The wind is blowing, and that's indicative to picking a sign up.
This is no longer a sign. This is a kite?
A kite, a very large, heavy kite.
Yeah, it's a hang glider.
So get ready for a ride.
I don't want a hang glide.
We're at the moment of truth, man. We're fixing to pick it up and put the sign on top of the pole. The rest of it was just play. This is serious.
This is serious.
I mean,
those are power lines.
Power lines.
Really close. Our job is to keep this out of the power lines.
Basically. Or just to keep it from spinning like a top. Because if you let it get away, man, and it swings into that crane, it can do some serious damage. You know, you don't want that crane turning over.
All right.
All right, so we ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, man, give him the okay. Let's do it.
Coming up.
He's literally trying to drop 19,000 pounds on a space that big.
I hold on tight.
Hey, that thing is big.
As we raise the stakes to a whole new level.
Down there.
That's the only way to get to him?
Hey, man, look, if you're not comfortable with sitting out there on that, Jim will go down there and do it.
Well, let me give it a try, then.
All right, it's kind of freaky now.
Yeah, I know. So are you.
Thumbs up. Let's go. And if that wind gets the kicking, it's going to really be jerking on you. All right, everything going well.
Now, you'd like me to keep this facing me, right?
Yeah, that's exactly how the sign is going to sit up on that pole.
Right.
But there comes a little gust from the gods.
Yeah.
All right, you probably need to come on this way, man, because it's trying to spin a little bit on us.
Ryan got it. That thing is big.
Yeah, it's big.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, you might need to go the other way. There you go, Mike. Hey, you see, it's kind of a dance. You and Brian are dancing.
Yeah, that's great. Jeez, look how close that is to the...
There you go. Put some ass into it.
I'm trying.
Go back the other way. It's a dance. Doing a good job, Mike.
Oh, man.
Now we got to bolt it down. That means you got to get up there under it.
Right.
Where's Craig at?
It's actually time for the boss to do something. All right. Don't drop it on us.
Don't drop it.
We on?
Let's do it, Mike.
You want me up there?
Nah, Mike's going to come. I mean, we'll holler at you if we're going to need you.
Okay, we're doing the best we can. The wind is kicking up. You can see Gino trying to secure this thing so we can get up there and get involved. It's very dangerous. It's 8 tons swinging around there on a little cable. Gino is giving Clark constant signals. He's literally trying to drop 19,000 pounds on a space that big. Because if he does that, the bolt will go through.
Mike.
If he doesn't...
All right, man, y'all come on up.
You got it?
It's sitting on the plate. Let's go.
All right, it's sitting on the plate. Doug, you're on. Don't fall. So we're kind of hovering.
Hold up right there. Hold up right there.
The plate is literally a 16th of an inch away from the part that sits down on it. So this thing looks like it's actually anchored, but it's not. Right. It's hovering. I'm going up.
Come on up. All right, buddy. You up there. Okay. Now we need to pull it that way. Tell Craig to pull.
Pull that way, Craig.
You know, this is a game of millimeters.
Millimeters. And it can be aggravating when you get it so close and can't get it picked up. Swing it this way. It's got to swing that way. Tell Brian and Craig to pull. Look, pick the thing up. It's sitting on the plate. Pick it up. All right, that's good.
He's going to the other hole, Doug. This is literally, it's like some kind of crazy-ass carnival game.
Let it down real easy, just a little bit. All right.
You got it?
We got one in.
You got a bolt in.
All right, Mike.
Yeah.
You pop down on that side, man, and tell us what you need
to
get him to pull on it.
I'm hooking up, man.
You hooking up, buddy?
It's not how it ends for me.
Hey, Craig, pull on it that way.
All right.
All right, now tell Brian to pull. Come on. Brian got to pull, man.
I'm trying to get it right over this hole. Right there.
Hey, there you go. Drop it in, Mike. Drop. Whoa. All right, tell him to ease up.
All right. Oh, come on.
Did you get it?
I'm in, brother.
Get all you can in. I got all mine in.
You got all yours in.
All right, tell him to set it down.
How do you muscle 19,000 pounds, an extra inch?
Look, stick that spud wrench in that hole, man. Pry it where you want it.
You're kidding me, right?
Yeah, man.
Look at that. I just moved 19,000 pounds with a spud wrench. This thing finally came in handy.
We got it.
The bolts are in. Now, it's time for the nuts. You might say I'm nuts about bolts.
Should I be screwing these things all the way in by hand?
Hammering them nuts on.
Got it?
Yeah.
The final step takes place on a very thin ledge below the catwalk.
Down there. You're kidding. That's the only way to get to them? You mean with the impact?
Hey, man, look, if you're not comfortable with sitting out there on that, you don't have good balance, man. I mean, Jim will go down there and do it.
Well, let me give it a try, then.
All right. It's kind of freaky now.
Yeah, I know. So are you.
Yeah. And it's not very wide. You good? You bad to the bone, bro. I'm impressed. There ain't a whole lot of people to get up there and do that.
What you're going to do is pull the trigger, and I'm going to hold the gun.
You got it. This is man's work there, Gino, what you're doing. He's using that impact upside down. I don't know what he's tied into. Something, I hope. You boys are absolutely nuts.
This is why we build the billboard, man, to get up here and do this.
Crap.
I'm impressed.
You're impressed?
Baby, there ain't a lot of people that'll do that.
Kids, if you're thinking about crawling up in the inside of a billboard, first of all, it's illegal. Secondly, it's stupid. Thirdly, don't do it.
It's crazy.
You're really not going to let me go home until I understand exactly what the hell it is you do.
Exactly. So you might be here a few more days?
No. No, I'm pretty confident we'll be leaving soon, but I assure you, I know what you do.
All right, here's a moment of truth now, Mike. We officially let the crane off.
Cut
him! Yeah, cut him loose. All right, hold your breath, man. All right, everybody, heads up now. We're unhooking this stuff.
So if we got the bolts on right, we're in no danger. If we got it wrong, we're basically on the biggest seesaw in the world.
Hey, Mike, why don't you come on down here to the ladder, man, and let's go up on top, and we'll make sure these lines don't get hung up. It's a good view.
A little free climbing. It kind of tickles your wee-wee this high.
Clark, winch him up. All right, bud, we're going to watch these and make sure this don't get hung up on nothing. Whoa!
Oh! Guess it'd be wrong to hang on to these, huh?
I don't know. You kind of a crazy guy.
Finally, the straps are free, and the billboard stands on its own.
Solid as a rock. Well, there it is. Your chance to get noticed. Holmes Outdoor Advertising's looking for a client. They need somebody muscular, somebody rugged, somebody tough. Who could we get? Putting up a billboard is hard work and a dirty job. But guys like Gino and Brian and Jimmy, they make it look easy. Of course, advertising has changed over the years. Nowadays, it's all about product placement and product integration and a whole lot of other techniques that, frankly, I'm not susceptible to, and I'm sure you're not either. All I know for certain is this. That is one tough-looking truck. What was I saying? Well, we've come to that point in the series where I'll do virtually anything to get your attention. And once I have it, I'll do what I always do. I will beg you to go to discovery.com/dirty jobs and suggest my next dirty adventure. Until that happens, I can't be responsible for anything you're about to see. Nice, Nadia.
Might be a spider in them gloves. You might want to beat them out.
What? Why? Why would there be a spider in the glove?
They've been in the barn. We just picked them up when we come over here.
Oh!
There's a camera in there.
Yeehaw.
Hey,